Oh, here's an idea. I got an idea.
No one's ever written a cartoon in 20 minutes.
Here's an idea.
Hey, okay, the stupider we get, maybe the stupider the script will get.
Here's a problem with that whole story.
We should be writing this shit darn.
Here's an idea.
Which?
Hey, on that note, this is Here's an Idea, the podcast from the creators and writers of Cyanide and Happiness. My name is Joel Watson. This is...
some guy called Dave McElfetrick.
And another guy...
another guy called Chris Wilson.
A third guy.
We're recording on a Friday. Our work is done for the week. We have...
I've got a beer. You've got
Dave's got
coffee.
A beer. I've got coffee. There's literally nothing between us and a fun-filled weekend.
There's a cushion. Oh, okay.
Normally we'd be riding. We'd be under a deadline.
You got a vape?
Watch it smoking. Sweet vape. It's a vibe. I don't know. I'm not they're not paying me.
That doesn't sound like a vape to me.
Yeah.
Does it vibrate?
Oh, man. Let me.
Does it vibrate your mouth?
Let me test this out. Yes. It vibrates my lungs. It vibrates my lungs up. And
I can't remember when or where this was, but I made the sound of a vibrator on a table with my mouth. Can't remember exactly what it was, but I went like,
man, what I'd give to be that table.
And three.
Were you sucking the table?
No, but listen, I was telling a story and I was like, and you put the vibrator on the table and it makes that noise. And like three girls looked up at me and went, wait, that's exactly what they sound like on a table. And I was like, oh yeah, I know. It's like that, but I triggered them. They went, huh? Oh.
The very first time I went to a sex shop on my 18th birthday, sex toy store place in Wyoming.
Taken by your...
That's where you ran? You were like, oh, 18,
were you baby! Taken? Yeah. Were you taken by your mummy and daddy? Okay, son, you're 18.
Yeah, I was sitting on my dad's shoulders.
Time to get you on.
I was sitting on my dad's shoulders. I was like, let's go in there, daddy. And he took me in there. And,
time to get you on.
I got incredibly, you know, obviously, I started like... laughing at a lot of the things, and I found one of those triple dildos that
grow up, stop laughing.
Hang on,
they got
you're gonna
three,
have to explain. I'm sorry,
it's like a pitchfork where you put it in your butt and your dick and you suck the other one.
No, you don't suck the other one. What's the other one for?
Yeah, it's exactly
I'm
like
a pretty
that.
Worldly guy,
but the
I'm
thing
a pretty
is
worldly guy. What's the third one for?
Is it sharing for sharing with two friends?
It's to sing in, it's all to sing into like you're singing your favorite Cyndi Lauper song, you know.
And I gotta look this up now.
Yeah, it's three. It's a three-pronged dildo, and they all oscillate in different directions. And I found out that if you turn it on, it'll actually crawl around in a circle.
So you got one of those and used it as a fun toy to amuse yourself.
Yeah.
Like, look at my new robot.
You could have left my 18th birthday was revoked.
And people would think it was
a
pet.
A year.
Who did you go with?
I went with my friend Lewis. And his girlfriend.
So you guys were like, we're going to go get some fuck toys. We are 18.
Yeah 18, baby. And as soon as I walk in 18. There, there is this toothless
Chris
man.
Chris is 18.
There's
a toothless man
a toothless
that can
man.
Fit a dildo in the gap in his teeth.
Yeah. And he had
try
his,
eating with
had,
it? Like ahead. A fork?
Yeah, like a fork. I love it.
No, you stick all three in your pasta and they just...
Perfect wraparons for your pasta.
Perfect.
It just becomes a big cotton candy cone at the end.
Yeah.
Like, oh, yeah, man.
I walked in. You know what a Sibian is? Like,
I do.
Yes.
Yeah, those motorized.
They're very expensive.
Seats. Yeah, there's a speed dial, and I was like, Monday morning, slowest setting, and then Saturday night, crank it all the way up. And this toothless guy says, well, I guess it's Saturday night every night for me. And he threw his arm around his very embarrassed girlfriend. And,
is that because he doesn't have enough teeth to chatter out? Is that the...
What?
What do you mean chatter out?
Was he making the joke that his teeth don't chatter?
He was making
or
the
that
joke
he's
that
just
he's,
gets fucked.
He's beating that ass up every night is the joke.
Oh,
that he
wow.
Was
wow. My first thought was it was like halfway at number five,
relating
your teeth
to
are like starting to rattle.
Yeah.
And at number 10, they're going to shatter. But he's like, I don't have this problem. My gums can flap all they want.
Yeah, now that you mention it, it does sound like story. He's like, I use that Sibian really hard every night.
Or maybe that's how he lost his teeth.
Yeah,
he
exactly.
Bit down on that Sibian and went, turn it to 10!
That's how you lose
what
a tongue.
What have I done? What have I done?
What, you have a similar story about going to a sex shop at 18?
No, it's kind of a seg with an old man where my wife and I were in the local bar on Saturday night, and this guy that was maybe 75 sat down beside me.
Hello there, Dave.
Well, you know, he's kind of shouted like this.
Are you from the future?
And he had these innocuous questions like, are you together, blah, blah, blah. You know, we chatted away, and then he said...
Hey, he was just picking out somebody to murder.
But then he goes...
he was grooming
you. Do you have any children yet?
No, not yet, sir.
Do you want any?
Well, are you still practicing? I hope you're practicing.
Oh, boy.
Oh, weird.
Yeah. And it kind of got towards that conversation where he ended up teaching me how to spit onto
have sex.
What I said was, Kate couldn't hear, but to make him laugh.
You don't let, to be
Kate's
fair,
Kate's going
to
hear this now.
You make her wear earplugs when you go out in public.
I go, shh, and she puts her fingers in her ears. And I said, no, because I keep putting it in the wrong place.
Women should neither see nor hear.
And he said,
is what you
well,
think.
He gave me extensive advice on how to spit onto an asshole.
Oh,
fucking it.
Boy.
Well, everyone knows that. Yeah. You sight your scope.
He demonstrated it. Yeah, it's like GoldenEye when you get the sniper rifle.
You lay down in a field. You take your dick out of its case. You assemble it piece by piece.
Yeah.
You adjust all the dials on it.
You got to practice to the point where you can do that hanging upside down and blindfolded and assemble the dick fully.
His old mouth looked exactly like an asshole as well. So he was kind of like an asshole.
So he went
spitting
home.
Onto another
he went
asshole.
Home to his wife and he goes, I did the Lord's work today. Taught a young fella how to fuck an ass.
Oh,
he didn't know?
No, he never knew.
Oh, good. Well, yeah, maybe he's like, why you practice on my butthole mouth on how you do that.
You do not talk to old people. That's
right.
Just
that's
a
kind
fact.
Of, they're my weakness at a bar where I want to know their stories. His stories.
There is nothing to be learned from anyone older than you. Nothing. They haven't.
This
they
is,
have nothing that you haven't already
this
experienced.
This is totally an example well, of Dave learning something from an old person. So.
No, we already knew.
Did you already
know?
Knew? Oh, okay.
I mean, okay. Well, it's Friday. It's roughly 5:08. I mean, work's over, guys. It's time for us to go.
Yeah, let's chill. Hang on.
Are you kidding me?
I'm not expecting any calls. I'm going to see who this is.
Okay.
Telemarketers, probably.
Hello.
Hello, boys. HB Explosum here.
Hey, Mr. Explosum. We're just about to turn in for the week. We're
yeah,
going to head out.
Got any big plans this weekend?
Done this week.
So there's an update on the plans. I know it was supposed to be an easy weekend for you. I have good news and I have bad news.
Good news. We're going to have an easy weekend and bad news. You can't join us?
Oh, no.
Okay.
Good news.
Did I brace?
So the Olive Garden short was
the Olive Garden short from last week.
The Olive Garden short was one of the best ones you guys have personally put out. The fans love it.
How do you rank that?
Well, we rank it in number of Chris yeses.
Chris is a team player.
We've only got
one. One out of one.
Yes.
Well, that's more than we have ever gotten before on a short, which is it's fantastic.
I have a question, Mr. Explosive, and I don't want to derail
ask
you.
Too many questions.
Okay.
No, I'm going to keep him talking so we can run out the clock. If we can keep this going until 5:30, we're good. My question is, I keep checking our YouTube channel.
Right.
So far, I've not seen any of the shorts that we produced in the last three episodes on our YouTube channel.
So, about that, that's the bad news.
Okay, what's the bad news?
Yes, the fans like it. Olive Garden did not.
Oh, no.
Uh-huh.
How do you
and
know?
They rule with an iron fist, boys.
They rule with an iron breadstick.
Sorry, how do you know the fans like it if they... How do you know the fans like it if they haven't seen it?
Oh, they saw it.
How did they see it? I'm saying I checked
I mailed
the
it to them. I was trying to say, hey, here's the thing you guys like.
Hang on, I'm
going to
mute Mr. Explosion real quick. Guys, do you think he thinks we have like two fans and he sends it straight to two people that he knows?
That's exactly what's happening.
I'm going to fucking kill him.
Sorry, are we back on that? Chris, I want to talk about this.
I don't think we can murder him.
Chris, think... Okay, I'm gonna unmute him in just a second. I want to talk more about your plan to murder our boss in just a second. Hang on. Click. Hello? I'm sorry, we couldn't hear you for a second. Are you still there, Mr. Explosion?
Yeah, I was saying I sent it to the Olive Garden, I sent it to Gertrude, and I sent it to Chris, and
both of
you
our
guys.
Fans. Chris
yeah,
Wilson
we
and
sent
Gertrude.
It to the whole
mute
fan
him
base,
real quick. Mute him real
and
quick.
The fan base loved it.
What's up, Dave?
Who the fuck is Gertrude?
I don't know. Chris, do you know
Chris,
Gertrude?
Do you know Gertrude?
Yeah, man. You guys haven't seen? Gertrude's the best.
Who is he?
Did he send you a VHS tape?
Yeah. Well, you guys didn't get it?
It was
really sloppily sealed in an envelope. It was kind of a questionable package that the post office held on to.
Did he use spit?
Yeah, I was about to say, did he use spit or some other means to close that envelope?
We could ask him.
Real quick. I'm going to unmute. Okay. And so, I'm sorry, are you still there? We're having a
yes,
time.
Yes, I'm still there.
Weird.
Sorry, bad.
So the fans loved it. All the money rolled in. We did great.
Again, send it to everyone. Olive Garden did not like it, and they are suing us for everything I own, and by extension, your job.
Yes.
How much do you think?
Wait
a minute. How much?
Yes, no, I got a yes. Shut up. I got a yes from
How much
Chris.
Do you think that lawsuit is going to cost us, Mr. Explosive?
Look, are I you paid saying legal?
Are you saying they sued you for everything you own, which includes us?
More or less.
Okay.
I mean, your jobs, they're one and the same
what
to me.
What did I sign?
You made a decision of your own conscious choice. I have a signature that proves that.
I don't remember any of this. I don't remember getting this job.
That's
I don't remember my life before this job.
Like I said, I'm a goddamn professional.
And Chris, I know you never had a life before this job.
No, this is the first day of my life, you know, symbolically.
Every day do you wake up and go, I'm alive!
I'm alive!
The first day of the rest of all our lives, which is maybe going to be another day.
Yeah. All right, so bottom line, Mr. Explosum, but everything's cool, right? You're going to take care of all this for us?
Okay, so I went through all the cash reserves with the legal people, the lawyers.
Rosencrantz and Guildenstern.
Yes, yeah. Yes.
Okay.
I made a deal. Your lives.
Oh, shit. Every time.
For a funny script that Olive Garden approves of.
What?
Oh, my God.
We're not doing two Olive Garden scripts.
Well, no, it doesn't. They don't want us to do anything about Olive Garden. They don't want us to do. They want a script that is truthful, and the Olive Garden script you sent them was not truthful, and we're going to lose a third of our fans.
Are you saying?
Doesn't Olive Garden count for more than one person, or do they vote like democratically as one body? Like,
they are not democratic in any sense of the word.
I have a question, Mr. Explosum.
Oh,
is it Olive Garden that are going to kill us, or you personally?
Oh shit! I'm getting a call. Hold on, I'll get back to you guys. You probably got about 20 minutes because then we have to consult and give the script to the lawyer.
Christ.
So 20 minutes anyway. Right. Bye.
Bye.
You can count on us, timer. Mr. Explosum. I'm gonna fucking kill.
He's already gone, Chris. Stop trying to kiss ass.
Hey, I feel like we've talked about pasta already. If we want to get down to the nitty gritty, we've already talked about pasta already.
Chris,
toe to tip,
tell me,
Chris,
head to toe.
He's gone.
I'm gonna start at the knees and kill my way up.
Yeah, you're gonna kill everything until you get to his head.
You're gonna climb inside him like a parasite.
Ooh, let's make him a skin suit.
Let's turn him into a pasta shell. You eat his interior.
Oh, like a what's the cheese filled one? Is it rigatoni or I can't remember. Chris,
yeah.
What if we made a skin suit of Mr. Explosum and then you wore his skin and then you ran the company the right way?
I'm liking that a lot. How many nipples does he have?
I haven't seen for myself, but from the sound of his voice, I'm going to go a good baker's dozen.
Okay. And then to Placid Olive Garden, we can use the triple dildo to capture all the pasta and put it on the skin suit like it's hair. Perfect, like a beehive of pasta.
So he's got a Marge Simpson of pasta atop his head.
So
Chris
like
is wearing a loose suit.
First of all, you're going to have to convince Mr. Explosum that a script about his skin being made into a coat is a good idea.
That's not it. We just do that.
That's going to be his obituary is going to be
Okay.
We distract him with a funny, funny script, and then Chris sneaks up behind him and starts removing his skin, and while he's laughing, he won't notice
that
he's being flayed.
Are you still down with the triple dildo pasta?
Yeah, no,
I think
into that.
Just a fun Saturday night.
Okay, cool.
Chris, my question to you, I love you, man, but you're not... Mr. Explosum's 400 pounds. You're not that big of a guy.
No, I am not physically intimidating in any way, but I have a workaround.
Okay,
I'm going
I'm
going to find a bigger person who recently died. I'm going to wear them as a skin suit.
And then wear him on top of them?
Yeah.
To be fair, you are small enough to crawl inside Mr. Explosum like a fluke.
Now?
Yeah.
Or
like without removing his skin?
Yeah, I'll shave all my body hair off and just try to sneak
in. You could drive him like an Evangelion. could crawl you up could, in him like yeah, a mech.
Like a mech suit.
You could pull on his nerves and make him do stuff.
Like a big gun.
So maybe I don't even need to kill him. I can just take him down from the inside and drive him around from there.
That might be okay. It'd be like Ratatouille, but worse.
It'd be like Magic School Bus without the bus.
You could control. So you could control him into being nice to us. Right?
Well, it wouldn't be him. It would be Chris. Mostly.
Yeah,
so that's fine.
It'd be like being John Malkovich. He'd be he'd be trapped in his own mind.
But think how much we could use that to our advantage. We could have Chris Mr. Explosum talk to Olive Garden about how great
that
we are.
Christer Explosum? Chris, so we can.
I don't like it. My first degree.
Make a horrible pun out of it. Either. Yeah, absolutely.
I don't either. Guys, we've got 15. About 17 minutes to get a really funny script that will distract Mr. Explosum, appease Olive Garden, and give Chris time to either slither up Mr. Explosum's asshole.
Who said anything about assholes?
I don't. Well, where are you going to go in the mouth?
You can go in his nose.
That's true.
I was going to start at the knees.
Chris, what would you prefer to go in?
When you're right, you're right.
Why don't you go up his feet like one of those horrible parasites you get in mud pools?
I was thinking I can attach myself deep into his grundle and wait for the right opportunity.
What's a grundle?
To climb.
You're
going to
have to explain what a grundle is, buddy.
Chrissy, what's a grundle?
Oh, I'll show you.
No, I'm serious. What's a grundle? Why don't
you
know this?
Why don't you climb into his groin like a chigger?
Oh, have you ever had that happen to you?
No.
Groin chiggers? No.
Yes. Guys, listen.
Is it a thing?
I'm a survivor. I'm a fucking survivor.
You've had this happen to you?
I sat down at church when I was a child. I sat down at the base of a tree, which was apparently a chigger nest. And I had, from my thighs to my dick, 30 plus chigger bites. Your dick, your balls, your asshole, your taint, whatever your grundle is, probably had a chigger bite.
Is that your grundle?
Your duodenum.
Oh my God. It was not in my duodenum. That's internal.
No, well, that's good.
I know it wasn't there.
There's a silver
also,
lining.
I prefer duodenum. Chris, don't you think duodenum's a better pronunciation?
I had
of that?
An it's, argument it's with musical. My biology teacher about that because duodenum sounds so much better, and he would always
it
correct
really
us
does.
To duodenum. And I'm like, well.
I happen to say duodenum, which sounds incredibly wrong.
You say most things askew, though, and I just let it slide.
Yeah, sure.
Like earlier you said placate instead of placate.
Ooh, my wife made fun of me the other night because I say porpoise instead of porpoise.
So you were talking about a sea mammal.
Yes.
And you said porpoise.
I said porpoise.
That's just you being a weirdo. That's not even Irish.
I'm not even sure. It's just kind of one of those words that I've read and assumed it's pronounced like that.
Isn't it like porpoise. A purpose with lots of poise porpoise. And is very proper? And has
a very good character and has very good posture.
Do you ever do wordplay in your mind that just makes you laugh that you don't share with the rest of the world? Like
all the time.
Every time a song has the word purpose in it, I sing porpoise and it makes me laugh. Like there's a really serious Nine Inch Nails song where Trent Reznor goes, I used to have a purpose. And I always go, I used to have a porpoise.
So if I sang it, it would be, I used to have a porpoise.
A porpoise, and it's not funny. But I imagine this brooding, dark Trent Reznor with a tank with a porpoise in it.
Jesus.
It's like, I love you. I love you, Ezekiel.
Guys.
About a week ago, I said to Jenny, because I have my own lingo that I just laugh at like an asshole. But I told Jenny that if she doesn't let me get in the chowder.
Yeah, we've met.
She's not going to let me get in the chowder. I'm going to give her straight bonkage to the brain cage. And
is the chowder sex?
No, it's just the shower.
Chowder sex?
The shower.
Oh, the shower. I thought you looked at your to-be wife and said, if you don't let me get in that chowder and pointed right at her vagina. I'm going to get in that fucking chowder or it's bonk time.
I mean, that's fine. Clam chowder. That
bonk
makes
time
complete
sounds
sense.
Like the goal, though, with that.
Guys, we have 13 minutes left to write a script. Does anyone have an idea?
I mean, what have we talked about so far?
Right, interior restaurant. Right?
I don't like
the
cheese right. police thing.
I'm
Let's
saying
get rid
this
of
is
it.
What we said, though. We said cheese police. We talked about skin suits at great detail.
We talked about spitting on a butthole. And
yes.
The triple
advice from the elderly.
Mm-hmm. Advice from the elderly is good. Yeah,
I say porn store is a great place for a script.
Okay, let's set it in a porn store.
That's enough, right?
And there's an old man we'll in a porn store.
Let's not talk ideas anymore. I think we got 12 and a half minutes. We're fine.
Yeah, we operate best when we're past the deadline.
Yeah, when we're sincerely panicking.
Yeah.
I have the other thing I wasn't clear about with Mr. Explosum is I said none of these shorts have appeared on our channel. He only talked about one of them. Well, we've done two others, and this will be the fourth.
Yeah, I think he's asleep at the wheel.
Maybe he's spit shining the second one.
But no, let me ask you this, though. We're literally staving off murder every time we write these scripts, and then they're not going anywhere. Where are they going?
Olive Garden, obviously, and Gertrude. I want to know more about this Gertrude person.
I don't.
Why not?
I'm terrified. I mean,
whatever you do, don't ask about Gertrude. It's just touchy history between him and Mr. X.
Gertrude is very touchy-feely.
I think Gertrude's kind of pulling the strings behind this Olive Garden rage.
He's the one that brought up Gertrude, so you can't talk to Mr. Explosum about Gertrude, is what you're saying.
I see Gertrude as this kind of fingery golem now that's like, hello.
Yeah, with really big lips that kind of goes,
Gertrude gave me.
We could do. Gave me, do you think they would be okay if we wrote a script about Macaroni Grill? Then
no.
Only if it showed them in a negative light.
Yeah, only if it involved Olive Garden doing a drive-by on Macaroni Grill.
Yeah, drive-by with one of those cheese graters.
Pasta guns.
Yeah, those pasta
guns. I know
that
we're under a sharp deadline and our lives are on the line, but I want to talk about something off topic. What if Mr. Explosum is at the sort of beck and call of this, you know, otherworldly force led by Gertrude that, like, we don't understand what the fuck we're wrapped up in. Like, maybe it's a war.
What do you mean,
for
like
souls?
Like,
you know?
Gertrude's like Gozer.
Yes.
Okay.
What if Mr. Explosum is trying to bring forth Gertrude? And, you know, this ancient Mesopotamian demon, demigod or something. And then we're just these pawns. And so we're somehow keeping it at bay or letting it out.
Then
I don't
know. We're the Ghostbusters in this scenario.
Is he sacrificing our scripts to an ancient evil?
Yes, and.
It sounds a bit Alex Jones when you put it that way.
You know, every one of these funny scripts we write doesn't end up on YouTube.
No.
Oh, no. I can't go any further with
it. Right, might be some sort of underground scripts railroad. He might be cutting some deals on the side or anything. But
my question is, Explosum a false flag? That's what I want to know.
My question
he's
is, will anyone notice after
black
he's
market,
dead?
I guess.
Okay. So you want to circle back on, we'll solve all of these problems.
Thinking
by
out loud,
him.
Really. Yeah.
I'm with you, man.
Because if we're beholden to be owned by someone else if he dies, we might end up with a worse Mr. Explosum by the end. So
he says he doesn't have any kids. I've always heard rumor that there's a junior out there somewhere that like is kind of like a Trump junior, like he's worse, you know.
I heard something similar, but it's kind of if the current Mr. Explosum dies, then someone else becomes him.
Oh, like it's an honorific?
Yes.
Oh. That's bad.
So
can one of us get that?
I don't know. It's maybe. I mean, maybe Rob's becoming Mr. Explosum right now.
Right now while he's gone?
Yeah.
He's being groomed to be the next Mr. Explosum.
He's getting big pets in the head.
Oh, jeez.
That is being invited into Mr. Explosum's
body. We have 9 minutes to stave off death again.
Well,
this is too stressful. I don't want to do this anymore. I think when he comes back on the phone, I'm just going to say, here's an idea. I don't have any ideas.
He didn't define the font size, so we could have it at like 90-point font. And
oh, like a sentence?
Yeah, and double spacing. Oh, shit.
Oh, shit is right. What the fuck? How did we just blink out of existence and you came back with a different shirt?
Man, I just stopped time, changed my shirt, had to come back in.
I feel like that's a sanitary thing, right?
Well, the time thing might not be so sanitary. Because you don't know what I got up to while I was in the other ether.
Did you get us more? Chris, you have a different shirt on too.
Yeah, yeah. It's kind of the only thing I have for armor.
Oh, you were doing this as well?
Why am I the only one? Was I frozen and you guys just bandied about for a week without me?
Yeah, you don't remember that?
No, I was frozen in time.
As the finders of Explosum, we were blessed with this gift that we quite casually use, mostly to change our clothes.
Why didn't this come up sooner?
You don't need to know any more about it, man.
Well, so yeah, don't ask, don't tell.
Seriously.
About magic?
About getting nude briefly to switch out of clothes.
In the magical fight that we're going to be up against Mr. Explosum and his harbingers of doom, you guys have time travel powers, and I'm being left in the dark. This sucks.
Okay, well, my thing is, I'm just embarrassed to take my shirt off in front of anyone.
Oh, okay.
So I learned how to jump into a wormhole. Travel through that while changing my shirt and come back.
Yeah, it's like Looper, except
without you noticing.
Yeah.
Well, look, at what point do I get bestowed? Is there a power ceremony?
You don't have your bro crystal?
No.
We all got our bro crystals.
Fuck, I get left out.
Yeah, I'm giving mine a good rub.
I hate everything.
I don't want to give mine a rub while I'm on camera.
Look, I think this is a whole separate thing that we have to handle as professionals, but we are 2.5 minutes away from being murdered.
Two and a half minutes.
So can anyone say with confidence, here's an idea?
Nope.
Here's an idea.
Oh, please. Fucking Chris. Save me.
All right. Well, All right. Someone's going into a sex shop on their birthday.
We've already talked about this.
Oh, okay.
It was you.
I'm out of ideas.
Fuck. You've only got the one?
Yeah, I mean, man, Explosum really made a bad call by having us write.
You have milked that one idea for like 15 years, okay. I guess, and turned it into a career.
Okay, how about this? What about an old guy that walks into a sex
No,
shop
you've already talked about the old guy.
Gives everyone else advice.
You've already talked about the old guy.
I just think it's a fantastic idea and we should pursue it.
It's a good setup.
I'm not gonna say anything else about how we're going to die, but we're all going to die in 90 seconds. That's all I have to say. Can you do the time stoppy thing?
Yeah.
For our benefit?
Yeah. We can go back and write a better one.
Yeah. Technically our viewers can do this as well by hitting the pause button.
What if here's a mind fuck for you. What if we're already on that loop and we've already gone back in time to try and write a better script? And this is like the second or third or 50th or 100th go round.
What are you talking about?
That's not
about,
an idea.
Man?
That's reality.
But okay. Oh.
But right. I like it. Keep going.
It's my Back to the Future theory. The first Marty we see is like the 100th Marty, and there's infinite Martys on a loop.
Right.
So I feel like we're like the 500th version of ourselves. We're going to be killed at the end of this writing session by our future selves.
By our future selves.
Yeah.
Who might have been sent back by Mr. Explosum Skynet style.
Oh, man.
No, I don't think he has that kind of wherewithal. I think maybe... I'm sorry.
Hey.
The central music has come in.
Just
I think that
right
means Mr. Explosum's near.
Does that mean we're running out of time? Yeah. We do have 20 seconds left.
I mean, ooh, it's slowly fitting in closer. I think his van's parked outside.
Oh, he's got that airbrushed van with a picture of his head.
Yeah, and a massive satellite dish coming out of
but
it.
But it's got a wolf body.
Oh, his double-decker van?
Oh, God damn it.
Okay.
Are you guys ready for this?
Oh, no, I'm definitely not.
Okay. I'm hanging off the edge of my seat.
Hello?
Boys, do you enjoy the music I played?
How are you piping music into our office?
How do I do many of the things I do? Great question.
Boss,
also,
I'm
how
come
so horned. How come the music is coming through like shower caps? It's kind of weird.
What?
the shower heads that are all throughout
this
room.
Oh, you said shower caps.
Are you peeking, Dave? Yeah. Is it finally...
or mentally?
You're feeling
Mr.
it.
Mr. Explosum, can you turn the music down? It's just making me a little bit...
Horn?
Fine, I was trying horny. To ease a little bit of the tension.
No,
I heard the time crystals went off. I heard the bro crystals.
Talking?
I have a fucking time travel alarm, and it went off. And I don't have a script.
You don't have time travel powers, right?
No, but I have a detector for it.
I'm sorry, Mr. Explosum. We use
Are you fucking with me?
We use the time crystals.
If you keep playing that music,
you had
I'm
time crystals.
Be.
You've been fucking holding out.
I'm so sorry. What
boys,
do you, I, you know,
boys.
The kind
boys.
Of they're
boys.
Good. They're guys. Good for rewrites.
Boys.
Yes.
Yes, sir.
Did you
sir,
use
yes,
to write
sir.
A fucking script?
Yeah.
Wait.
We.
You mean like a pen?
No, and I think it's true. I've stumbled upon this new theory, the unified theory of Explosum time writing. That we might be on an infinite loop writing this same script over and over until you don't kill us.
That's preposterous.
Oh, okay, never mind. He sounds nervous.
Good joke.
I don't like this at all.
That made me really uncomfortable. That's like, it's like
I can
you,
put the music back
it's
on.
Like when
you
see your, it's like when you see your dad cry for the first time.
Is the music like that bit in American Psycho where you turn it up and then we get ravaged by wolves or something?
No, we're just going to murder us with an axe.
Through time?
Axe,
through
wolves,
all time.
I mean, these are all really great ideas, but...
Mr. Explosum.
Where's the script?
You're going to be happy to know that we definitely used the time crystals to write you a script.
Yeah.
Our best work yet.
Finally. Okay. So,
Chris,
lay it on me.
Chris, butter him up.
Lay it on me.
Could you turn that music back on?
Oh, would that assist you?
No. Yeah.
Oh, oh fuck. Well,
Mr. Explosion.
No, let's keep it Chris, going. I want Chris to butter him up.
Let's keep it going.
Chris, feed his ego. Chris, go.
Ooh. Have you been working out, Mr. Explosion?
Thank you. I have Pilates.
Pilates. Oh, yeah. I see it really working for your flank.
They got the rubber band.
What's a flank?
Yeah.
What's a Pilates?
Your flank and your grundle look so buff.
All right, cut that shit. Mm. Yes, Mr. Explosum, we have a script, and it goes like this. Oh, fuck.
Exterior sex shop.
All right, and scene one.
Hello, is anybody here?
Yeah, it's me, your dad, son. We're together. It's your birthday.
Oh, God, don't sneak up on me like that.
You got my message. You deciphered my clues, and you've met me here at the place where we're going to be having your 18th birthday party.
Yeah, the scavenger hunt's cool and all, but like, I'm kind of too old for that now. I'm just kind of here for the hardcore porn.
Yeah, guess what you're not too old for?
What's that?
Rosencrantz and Guildenstern's family sex shop. Ding, ding. As they walk through the door, they are greeted by
the proprietor. Is much bigger than I thought it'd be.
Hey, welcome to Willie's Dildos. We got everything you could ever want.
Rosencrantz and Guildensterns. What are you talking about?
I'm Willie, the proprietor of Rosencrantz and Guildensterns Dildos.
Willie, this is my son Jonathan.
Hi, Jonathan.
It's his 18th birthday.
Yeah, I can't wait to get off.
You mean the train? Because you're about to get on the dildo train.
No, he... Toot listen, toot. Willie, we've reserved a party room. Can you just show us into the party room?
Yeah, absolutely. It's just over here. I'm seeing two names on it. Do you have any other guests?
It's just me and my son, actually. This is kind of a father-son outing.
Okay, you're having a dildo party with you and your boy.
Hey, Johnny, go check out the room and... you know, just see if it's to your liking. I'm going to talk to Willie here for a second, okay?
Okay.
Yeah, go on
Whee!
In.
Hey,
Willie. Yeah, watch the slide.
Woohoo!
I really like that there's a slide that goes down into a vat of cock rings. That's a nice touch for your shop.
Oh, that's the wrong
Willie,
slide.
You got to help me out here, okay?
I do.
My boy is boner crazy. He's 18. I've never allowed him to touch himself in any way.
Is he crazy for his own boner or other people's boner?
Hey, Dad, look, they have chairs that vibrate.
Yeah, have a seat, kiddo. Pull one up for your old man.
Oh, turn it upside down. It's even better.
Don't chatter your teeth out, buddy. Put in a bite guard.
Okay, Dad.
Well, so listen, I was thinking, you know, you talked about giving him a gift for his birthday.
Yeah, yeah, this is all
from
all for Jonathan.
What we can do
whatever
is
he wants.
This machine over here, it works kind of like putting your foot into a shoe measurer?
What?
Except it's for your dick.
Oh, and then that gets him ready for his, you find sizing and you can tailor things to his.
That's correct.
Hey,
yes.
This is like those vices. I use these in shop class.
I really insist that you put your penis in the machine. I'm very tired.
All right, so the
I'll
man
listen to this already.
Do what the man says. He runs the establishment, Johnny. Just do what he says.
Okay.
All right.
All right, like this. Whoa.
Now you may feel a little prick.
Yeah. Oh. It will too.
Oh, and it's all done.
And now, spit a card out.
If you two will look at this computer screen over here, you
okay.
can see that we have a perfect wireframe
of
your car.
Oh, my goodness, Johnny, cool. It's 3D modeled your...
It's getting a little hot in there.
Oh, take it out, Johnny, take it out.
Okay.
We've measured.
I don't...
All right.
Oh, okay. So, we've got your stats.
Yeah.
Your palette is grimy.
His
palette.
What's that?
He's got a dirty dick.
Everyone knows what a palette is, Dad. God.
You know these new words. You say dab and you say lol.
Look,
I don't know what any of this
years
means.
Old. I don't know any of that means either.
Yeah, I mean, I'm, you know, 42. So
but what
Shut
I can
up,
do
fam.
Is I can make.
All right, my boy's got to get fucked, Willie. We got to do something for him. Come
well,
on.
Well, with this
gonna
data,
lose his
we
mind.
Can make the perfect fuck bucks for him.
Oh, Willie, tell us all about it.
All right, you just clip your dick in it. It looks a bit like a briefcase.
So I can like it's cool. I can like just carry this around like I'm a grown up.
Uh-huh.
It's a real briefcase.
You'd be like,
that's
like
right.
Your job.
You can look like you're going to work.
Just like your old man. He's never going to be able to find a wife. Oh, my God. Anyway, Johnny, this man's going to make you a box to fuck. What do we do? Press a button? Let's go. Let's go.
Yeah.
Let's
push
do
that
it.
Big red button right now.
Whoa.
All right. It's printing.
No, it's done.
It's baked and caked.
Boy,
okay, let's take a look.
Do
here
you wanna...
is your fuck box.
Oh, my
Thank
God.
You.
It's so beautiful. Hey, son, before you... Okay, close it real quick, buddy. Let's have a moment here, all right?
But, just Dad, me, you know, all right.
Yeah, I'll be in the other room.
You,
please.
All right, Willie.
If you have any questions, let me know.
Willie, yeah, please. Son, you know, God, if there was after-school special music to play, I'd play it now. I just want you to know I'm proud of you. But,
did you do me a favor, son, and not put your arm around me while I'm...
Oh, sure, because your dick's out, right. You know, there's advice I want to give you, and I don't know how to do it. If only there was just an older, more experienced someone here that could... Hey, an old guy. Sorry.
I'm an old man.
Hello, old man. What's your name?
Frederick.
Let me ask you a really... Do you mind if I ask you a blunt question?
Please.
Are you good? Are you smart about fucking? Do you know about dicks and stuff?
Do I know about dicks?
Yeah. My boy's in there. You know, your boy, it's his time, it's his day, it's his birthday. He's got his first fuck box, Frederick, you know, and...
I think I can give him a pointer or two.
Okay, come on. I don't know what that means, but let's go. Frederick, let's go back and
start. All right, let me finish cigarette.
Yeah, put your cigarette out, please.
Ding, ding, ding.
Your cigarettes look like little dicks.
Hey, Dad, I think this is stuck.
No, son, you're doing it too soon.
I said free samples.
Hello, I can answer every question you have. Your dad implied that you probably have a lot of questions.
Oh, cool. Yeah, I have a lot of questions.
Okay, what's the first one?
They're going to come at you fast and loose here. What's a grundle?
Grundle? I think that's a space between your hotspot and your minefield.
Oh, okay, that's all? Okay, I thought it was something way worse. All right, nope. Yeah, why do I lose circulation in my toes whenever I get hard?
Because your dick is incredibly dense, like a can of Pepsi.
Oh, wow, you're real smart. I wish my dad had, as you know, some sort of experience beyond my conception.
Well, you know, I am twice his age, so I've learned a lot more than him.
You must be wild.
Ben, if you meet a girl
okay,
that can-
Johnny, it's time. It's time, buddy. You've learned everything you can from me, and you've learned everything you can from this old man who was just outside smoking a cigarette.
I can feel like I can face the sexual obstacles I have in front of me with confidence.
The end. What do you think, Mr. Explosum?
Ta-da! Boys,
you sound unsure. Now, hang on. Before you jump down our throats, the goal was not to offend Olive Garden. I don't think that would offend them.
Oh yeah, they're cum guzzlers. They
okay,
it.
All right, good.
But do you have a patent on that box?
The fuck box? No, that's
the fuck box.
Original.
Where do I get a fuck box? I need a fuck box.
Surely,
a foot box.
A fuck box. A foot box as well.
I think it's more like sci-fi, Mr. Explosum. It just can't exist.
Well, no,
with
I want it
technology.
Though.
Well, we're the
I want it on my
today.
Goddamn desk.
Mr. Explosum, you know, you can fuck any box you want. You're a rich, powerful man. You see a box, you fuck it, right?
I mean, it's not the
no
same.
No one objects.
Okay, let's talk about the script because...
I was trying to get him off track to the fuck box, and now we're talking...
I never
yeah,
get off topic.
The script.
I'm always focused.
Good script, though, right?
You're very vigilant, sir.
Thank you.
Johnny had that weird mushroom dick, and he fucked that box. Guys, what were we doing?
I can already picture a lot of... How the briefcase, the fuck box is animated, you know? I think
really? Yeah, tell me more about the fuck box.
Mr. Explosum, I could get to storyboarding this tomorrow. Honestly.
Yeah, this is going to be an efficient,
okay,
cheap to okay. produce, but high quality to view animation of a boy with a toadstool shaped dick fucking a briefcase. What were we talking about? What
no,
happened?
No, no. I think there's something to this. If we, you know what? You
he's
know
on
what?
Board. He's
maybe,
on board.
Maybe we don't even need the Olive Garden. Maybe we sell this idea off and we can bring the business back. And we don't even need to talk about them in any future episodes
okay,
ever.
Never talk about Olive Garden ever
never
again.
Never talk about them again. And,
but even though hold they're on. One third of our entire fan base, right?
Hold on.
That stays the same.
No, if we have the fuckbox money, we don't need their bullshit.
Fuckbox money.
Oh,
yeah.
I have one question, Mr. Explosum. If we come up with any ideas while we're working for Olive Garden, does that mean they own the idea?
No, we haven't given it to them yet.
So
we have not opened that Pandora's fuck box.
So you're,
shit!
You're saying we have to be stum about this.
Very
yes,
quiet.
We're okay. going to go, you know what?
Who do we fuck go it. To? Elon Musk.
We're going around. Ooh. Ooh, that's
are you going
Musky.
Around right now?
That's a boy.
Unlimited battery powered 200 mile an hour fuck box.
With no emissions. Except
well,
your
there's
own.
Gonna be a, Chris,
own.
There's going to be emissions.
Yeah, yeah.
Oh, it's BYOO. Bring your own emission. Bring your BYOE.
BYOE.
Bring your own emissions.
Yes. B-O. Yes. I'd hyper that loop. Wonderful. Wonderful.
All right, okay, Mr. Explosive. So I think we're
good. I'm off. I've got an idea, guys. I'm going to save the company.
Money. Right. Big money.
Thank you.
Those big bucks, Mr. Explosive.
Love you.
Guys, we got to kill that motherfucker.
No, oh, he's going to be so dead. I'm going to be wearing his skin before this year is over.
Can I come in? I can stand under your skin.
Guys, we did it one more week. I don't know how. I don't know why.
I wouldn't say we did it. I would say we survived.
We're alive. I call that doing it.
Yeah.
We did it. Chris, can I get a yes? Oh, thank you so much. I feel so good now. I feel relieved and at peace with the world. At one with the universe.
Let's hope that the fuck bucks does not come back to bite us.
No, he'll never mention it again. Mark my words, today we are never going to hear about the fuck bucks ever again.
Yes!
I expect the Soul Pact, this will never come up. We're free and clear on all accounts.
Wait, what was the Soul Pact?
Enough of
that was the thing
there.
Where he sold our souls, I want to say to Olive Garden, I can't remember.
Okay. And
I don't know if this success negates that deal. I don't think it's important.
I think I'm just going to take this as it comes, really.
Yeah. I would just be nimble. Be on your feet.
Be dexterous on my tippy toes.
Be ready to go at a moment's notice.
And then that is the best sex advice the father could have given.
You know what? Let's do a rewrite.
Okay.
For here's an idea. My name's Joel Watson. You can reach me on Twitter at HijinksEnsue. Also on Instagram. Don't go to my Facebook. Dave.
Dave Micklefetrick is my name, and you can find me at twitter.com/DaveExplosive.
Uh-huh. What about Instagram? Are you on that too?
Yeah.
You don't post much.
Just search me.
Uh-huh. And then Chrissy. Chrissy, where you at?
Chris coming to you live here over the airwaves, swimming through your liberal agenda here from sunny, beautiful Colorado. And if you want to find me on the internet, you can find me on Twitter at TheChrisWilson, keeping it pretentious there, and on Instagram at CrySexplosum, with a K.
CrySexplosum?
That's right.
It's a question, right?
Yes.
CrySexplosum?
Yes, and.
Bye.
Good night, everyone.
Goodbye.
Here's an idea as an Explosum production. For more comics, cartoons, podcasts, video games, and lots more internet, go to Explosum.net. EXPLOSM.net. Subscribe to our YouTube channel at Explosum Entertainment. If you have comments for the podcast, email us at podcast@Explosum.net. Be nice.